You're listening to This Is Not A Game, a show dedicated to educating you on the dangers of illegal bushmeat trade in Zambia and tackling issues related to poaching and the impact it has on your health, wildlife, and Mother Zambia. Remember, the possession of illegal bushmeat is a crime, punishable by up to 7 years in prison. This program is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.
Welcome to today's episode of This Is Not A Game, a show packed with info to help bridge the gap between the experts in the wildlife world and the general public, specifically issues around legal game meat. I am your host, Seya Funda Funda. Be sure to follow us on our social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram. Search for This Is Not A Game to get more info on us and our activities. Today, we have Mr. Nehemiah Tembo. He is the Community Markets for Conservation Manager, and we'll be talking about poverty and poaching, insight on the links between the two, and the dangers of poaching and the illegal bushmeat trade to local communities. He will join us right after this short break.
Dad, we're gonna have something. We're gonna have something, Dad.
Is this a drug deal going down? No, it's a man asking to buy some illegal bushmeat. But in fact, in many ways, it's just like a drug deal. Because like selling illegal drugs, the buying and selling of illegal bushmeat is a crime too. Illegal possession of bushmeat carries a sentence of up to 7 years in prison under the Zambia Wildlife Act No. 14 of 2015. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Be sure and be legal. Illegal bushmeat, this is not a game.
Welcome back to the show. In the previous segment, I mentioned we have Mr. Nehemiah Tembo. Welcome, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, let's get right into the questions.
Yes, please.
With the COVID-19 pandemic, Mr. Tembo, would you say that poaching levels have risen as a result?
Yeah, just to give you a background of that, is that we have what we call safari hunting in the game management areas.
Mm-hmm.
All those areas, people that were employed in that area, mm-hmm. all of them have actually been laid off. And then we have lodges themselves mm-hmm. where tourists have been coming. Mm-hmm. All of them have actually been closed. And the end result for those people that have been benefiting direct from wildlife, they have actually resorted to actually using the resources as them for, so that they can actually have income and see how they can survive as a means.
Okay. And so then what are the long-term workable solutions that would be poachers? Like what can they be engaged in to help curb poverty and in turn end poaching?
Yeah. All those stakeholders that are in safari, hunting, lodges and so forth, and any other companies that are promoting life, they should actually team up together with the government itself so that the services they are rendering to the vulnerable should be extended into those areas where there is wildlife, so that the poachers to be should actually find a living livelihood that can sustain them for this period.
Okay.
Just as what Komako is actually doing, it's actually transforming the poachers, giving them the input and giving them the feed, the whatever surplus they realize they sell as surplus to Komako for them to have food. And then in the event of them acquiring training, they will have more food and then they achieve food security so that they don't go back to poaching.
What sort of trainings would you say you offer to the community?
Yeah, the trainings that we offer is that we offer conservation farming training, beekeeping training, and bricklaying, carpentry. All those are sustainable livelihoods that would actually earn them income and stop poaching. Yeah.
Okay. And are communities open to such trainings?
Yeah, that's why I've actually cast the net wide, because in some areas where there is no Komako, community development can actually empower these people, maybe through the presidential empowerment or through the government empowerment at the district. Some of them are youth. The youth empowerment could actually have access to these facilities so that they can actually earn something through those trainings.
Okay. And what caution can you communicate
to those wanting to get into illegal bushmeat trade as a result of poverty?
What I would caution the people is that, you know, bushmeat trade is not a livelihood. This is an illegal thing whereby if you are sent to prison for 10 to 15 years, it actually brings very big disturbance in a family if you are to engage into this. And moreover, the law is now so stiff that you cannot actually give this as a leeway to say, no, because I was poor, that's why I went into this. The law will not accept that. So it's better you just stop. This is not a livelihood. It's actually very a dangerous activity that one or any person would want to go into. It's better you come out in the open to say you need such an assistance. And through COMACO and through any government institution, they could actually help you and you stop.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's all the questions that I had for you today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
All right. Listeners, we have come to the end of this segment, but we have more on the other side after this break.
Here's a wildlife crime prevention fact.
Crime prevention fact.
Did you know Zambia's tourism sector, which accounts for over 7% of the country's gross domestic product, is under threat from poaching and illegal wildlife trafficking?
Know the facts. Be informed.
Be informed.
And now for some info on our local game meat suppliers. We visited Radisson Blue Hotel and this is what they had to say.
So when did you get into the legal game meat business?
We started this year. Okay. That was July 2020.
Okay. And where did you obtain your trading license from?
We obtained the trading license from the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.
Okay.
Yeah, the people that gave us a license, they helped us to go through the process, and we got the license.
Okay. And how do you think the illegal bushmeat trade affects your business?
Our guests that are supposed to have well-prepared meals from legal game meat suppliers going to the black market.
So then what would you say are the dangers of consuming illegal bushmeat?
Okay, illegal bushmeat is unregulated. Okay, it's unhygienically prepared and it's basically dangerous meat to eat. Okay, unsuspecting members of the public who consume the unsafe product are at risk of contracting several diseases. Okay, if members of the public can actually go to the This Is Not The Game campaign website, they will actually see how it is well explained there on the number of diseases they can contract and everything like that. So it is very unhealthy, prepared in an unsafe and unclean environment. And especially with this period of COVID-19, you wouldn't want to risk to buy game meat on the black market. You don't know what process it has gone through there. But if they do come through to us, we have reliable suppliers. Okay, they go through the process of ensuring that all the game meat is secured, is nicely cleaned in hygiene places, and delivered in refrigerated trucks. So our guests may have a peace of mind and that they are eating legal game meat prepared in a safe environment and handled hygienically. Game meat supply. So it is a plus for us to have the game meat on our menu.
And so what legal game meat do you have and how often is it available?
Okay, we usually have kudu, zebra, impala, bushpig, or wattock if you like, guinfowl, huku, we have some of the game sausages, like mixed game sausages as well. And very soon we will have some other game meat available, such as eland. Okay, so we do have a variety, and every week, if you look at our menu or blackboard in our restaurant, where we write the game of the week, you'd actually see that we change. Every week we have a new game.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
For more info on legal gaming suppliers, visit our website, www.thisisnotagame.info. We'll be right back.
Here's a wildlife crime prevention fact.
Crime prevention fact.
Did you know? In the 1960s, Zambia's black rhino population was the third largest in Africa, but by 1998, black rhinos were declared extinct in Zambia due to poaching.
Know the facts. Be informed.
Be informed.
If you like illegal bushmeat, remember, flies love it too. Illegal bushmeat is stored and transported unhygienically before it lands on your plate. Avoid the dangers of diseases that come with illegal bushmeat. Buy only certified legal game meat from an approved supplier and always ask to see a license. Illegal possession of bushmeat carries a sentence of up to 7 years in prison under the Zambia Wildlife Act 2015. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Keep safe and buy legal. Illegal bushmeat. This is not a game.
And now for some stories making the headlines. Zambian communities managing wildlife. According to an article in the Daily Nation, there are a number of benefits that can come from a community-led approach to managing and protecting natural resources like wildlife. One of the perks of community-managed wildlife conservation is employment creation. Effective wildlife management often calls for anti-poaching efforts, and in the case of conservancies, this means training community members to be wildlife scouts and to carry out regular patrols to monitor wildlife. The article went on to say that employment creation and other financial returns that local communities can generate from conservancies can help to increase their resilience to droughts and other effects of climate change. This is particularly important since Zambia has been experiencing unpredictable weather patterns lately, with adverse effects on agriculture. Ending wildlife crime through community participation. The International Fund for Animal Welfare says community-based strategies have played a pivotal role in combating illegal wildlife crime in the Malawi-Zambia landscape. Some of the strategies are establishing of community resource boards, income-generating activities, and training. On income-generating activities, Mr. Ndadzela, Chief of Party of IFAW Malawi-Zambia Transboundary Landscape Project, says in the previous quarter from April to June this year, the project has spent $39,872 for the two countries. Among other areas, he says communities where these rangers are recruited are reluctant to commit wildlife offenses due to the relationship that exists between them and landscape law enforcement officers. Protecting animals from poachers in South Africa. Animal welfare groups fear a rise of poaching incidents in national parks. International demand for poached goods is on the decline, but many fear that a new wave of unemployment will make more people kill animals for meat. Those are the headlines we had for you today. We'll be right back.
Here's a wildlife crime prevention fact.
Crime prevention fact.
Did you know, 1 in 4 of the world's mammals are now threatened with extinction in the near future? So are 1 in 8 birds, 1 in 5 sharks, 1 in 4 coniferous trees, and 1 in 3 amphibians?
Know the facts. Be informed.
Be informed.
That's all we had for you today. We hope you learned something about the links between poverty and poaching and the dangers of the illegal bushmeat trade to local communities. Be sure to tune in next time for yet another topic on This Is Not a Game. I've been your host, Seya Funda Funda. It's goodbye for now.
You've been listening to This Is Not a Game. Tune in next week as we continue to discuss the adverse effects of illegal bushmeat trade in Zambia. Remember, the possession of illegal bushmeat is a crime, punishable by up to 7 years in prison. This program is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.